This is Kate Saffin for Fringe Review, and I'm at the Greenhouse, my boxed-in theatre, which is under the umbrella of Pleasance, and this is the second in a series that we don't actually know how long will be, because there's so many interesting things to talk about here. During our first interview, we talked about the concept, the project, the build, how it all came about, and now we're going to talk a bit about the practicalities of being zero waste around things like, well, particularly marketing, because that's such a huge area of waste at the Fringe, but also props, costumes. In front of me there are t-shirts, and which all came from charity shops and all have GH appliqued onto them in various fabrics. I'll add some photos. So who'd like to start just talking about perhaps about marketing, because it's big?
So yes, marketing. Ollie and I were at the Fringe last year, as he's mentioned before, and there's just so many flyers that we saw going straight in the bin. There's no recycling bins on the mile. The paper, as soon as it rains, the posters start to fall down. And to be honest, we found it wasn't the most effective way to get people into the shows. Whether we like it or not, most of our lives right now are on the internet. People are on their phones, people are using social media. People aren't getting recommendations because most of the time, because they see something on a wall or they get handed a flyer, you trust someone's word online, I think, more than you would by someone trying to sell you their show in the street. So we thought, right, so it's not the most effective way to get people in and it's causing a lot of waste. Why don't we just get rid of them? So our whole marketing has been zero waste. It's mainly driven by social media. We also have adverts placed on online magazines. But yeah, I think, and then really excitingly, we are bringing bins up to the mile. So we have recycling bins that we take up with us when we're flyering. So we encourage people to take a photo of the flyer that they have, because obviously we don't want people to miss out on everyone else's shows, and then they can recycle their flyers with us. We also have iPads, so we'll take people's email addresses and we will directly email them a link to our brochure. So if they want to find us, there's a map on there, there's a list for all of our shows, which is a lot more effective because they're all in one place, and they're not going to get lost because people have a permanent physical copy on their phone. I think it's really exciting. We've had a lot of people reach out to us who want to know how they can make flyering and postering sustainable. And I think the simple answer is, at the moment, we can't. You can print it on recycled materials if you want to, but you don't need to. And I think that's the most exciting bit about this project, is we're looking at a way to change people's mindset. We're in a time of where we need to change the practices that we have because they're not working anymore. And I think this is exciting.
I've just got one question around that, being older. And that is that I think the thing about being online and social media, so I'm interested to know something about the age groups and the demographics and the kind of people who are feeding back to you. Because my generation don't always use Facebook or social media. They don't necessarily carry a phone around. And we're just as keen,
yes,
to reduce the waste. But so I'm interested to hear what sort of feedback you've been getting. Or from where from?
So we've noticed a very wide age demographic. But like you said, my dad, he's 62 now and he doesn't like social media or anything like that. So he was talking to me about it and he goes, but how am I going to find out? And I think that's the bit where we're engaging on the mile. And the really exciting bit about not pushing flyers under people's faces is we're actually engaging prospective audience members in a conversation. And not only is that really boosting morale, everyone on the flyering team has told me they have so much more fun doing this than just trying to flog a flyer. It's also about connecting the people that wouldn't have seen us on social media. And I think the fact that we have the conversation, we stop them, we explain what we are, we get a really, really positive response from that. So
do you have, for those who are flying, do you have anything, you know, a single item to show what your...
We have our t-shirts.
Got our t-shirts.
Your t-shirts.
And we have a kind of Samsung tablet, so a plug. And so we take people's emails and we send them a one-time email brochure so they can just look at that on their phone or on any device and just kind of peruse that and then come down whenever they want. And it's like, it's absolutely beautifully made. It's made by Laura, who designed all our graphics. So they are just gorgeous and so much nicer than getting shoved kind of a damp flyer.
So what's the kind of span of people who are coming to see shows? Are you getting all age groups?
Yeah. We've had families, we've had school groups come in, we've had students, and we've also had older couples. Because we've got 8 different types of shows, ranging from a musical about the oil industry to a dance show to a play that turns into a radio play as the sun goes down, there is something for everyone. And they're all environmentally based, but they're all covering the topic in very different ways, so I really do think there is something to suit everyone in our program.
What's your seating capacity?
It is 32 with 2 wheelchair spaces on top of that.
Anything else you want to say about marketing and things, or we can move on to costumes and props and other stuff that shows require?
I think it's been very successful. I think we've all done the Fringe multiple times. I've done it for the past 3 years. And the last show that I did was a show in kind of an established Fringe venue. We had all the flyers, we had all the posters, we've been kind of marketing physically for ages. And the shows that I've been involved with here, and the majority of the shows in the space, have all sold so much better than that show. Like, so much better. And we're in a venue that is new, quite far out, and hasn't got any physical marketing. And I think that's just a testament to how successful the digital marketing has been.
Also, people are talking about us before we've spoken to them. So the fact that we are engaging with people and we're chatting to them rather than just shoving flyers under people's noses shows that we're obviously doing something right. The fact that we can go up to someone and say, oh, we're the Greenhouse. Oh, yes, we've heard about that. We're planning on coming. We've spoken to someone about it, or our friend spoke to someone about it and they told us. It sounds really great. It shows that it is possible to do it this way.
I think as well, just if anyone wants to take it up, the great thing about the Zero Waste marketing campaign is that it can be completely free. We don't have to. It's really easy to do and it doesn't cost you anything. You can have a very, very successful campaign without spending a penny. And I think that's beneficial in so, so many ways and really accessible for any company to take on board and adopt.
Because the Fringe is hugely expensive as it is when you just add like accommodation, registration, set and props. All of these things add up. If you're able just to take a small fraction of those 1,000 flyers which most shows seem to order, then that just means there's a little bit more profit at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned set and costumes. So let's go on and talk about how you've aimed to get those as sustainable as possible.
So all of our set and costumes and props in the Greenhouse are second-hand, so they've been sourced, just like our merchandise, from charity shops or from swap shops. And so they're all being given a second life. And I think Louis can talk about it as well.
Yes, so with our props, a lot of the costume has come kind of from cast members and, as Sarah said, from charity shops, but we've also gone on sites like Gumtree and Freecycle and sourced a lot of props from there. And so not only have they been kind of much cheaper than they would be if we bought them new, but also, of course, they'd be going in the bin otherwise. So it's been, yeah, it's been a really good exercise in creating shows out of, yeah, sustainable stuff.
Sorry. I think something that's important to mention is, we, as students, we're really used to using old recycled things. We're all students and we've been doing a lot of theatre through our time at university. And I think we're very used to making shows in that way. And we've been able to make, you know, great theatre in that way. So I think we're almost the fact that we have had that make, do, amend attitude in the past has kind of helped us to see the beauty and see the kind of the usefulness of these objects in giving them a second life. And I think that's really something just worth considering about our approach to set and props.
So finally, for this piece, who did all the appliquing of G and H on the T-shirts?
So the wonderful Charmaine Hiller and Georgina Savage, both of who have shows on at the Greenhouse, spent a good several hours sewing these t-shirts on for us. A few other team members helped cut out the letters, but it was mostly their work, and we're very grateful because they also, Charmaine has a dance show and Georgina is actually marketing two shows and is also in two shows herself. So the fact they gave up extra time to do that was incredible.
Well, and that's another very, very simple option, isn't it? It doesn't cost anything or very little, and it's something every company could do without too much trouble. Right, thank you very much for that. So we'll stop there and go on to programming.